Jimmy, nearly saw you smile after that. What an impressive, emphatic performance that was from your Bradford Bulls team.
Yeah, I believe this side can play. The thing about this competition is you've got to be like that week, you know, week after each other. And unfortunately for us, we had a miss week last week, a miss fire week. But like I said, you know, I know what this side can do. You know, they keep setting standards. Everybody keeps writing them off. We're not out of anything just yet, but we're not in anything neither. So there's a lot of work to do. We've got some big games coming up. Some tough games coming up as well. You know, Widnes and Hull Kingston Rovers both finished above Salford and Wakefield in the Super League anyway. So Widnes are setting the pace out there at the moment.
What a difference a week makes. Last week, early on, behind, probably out of the game. This week, 16-0 up in no time.
Yeah, and that's a big factor in the games we play. You know, you can't offer. We just couldn't allow Ranga Chase to spend as much time as we gave Wakefield in, you know, on our goal line, you know, because he can. He's a fantastic player, he's a fantastic attacking player, and he's got that threat. And you know, the couple of times down here, we planned to do certain things to try and halt him, but the one time we didn't. That's what great players are. He just nipped in and took that chance. So you know, I was generally just pleased with how we handled the game. You know, with and without the ball.
It's hard to pick individuals out today. They were that impressive, but your forwards really laid it down early on. Clough and Sidlow give you that go forward, and yeah, the boys reacted.
I thought across the board, you know, it is hard to pick people out. I thought Dale Ferguson started very, very well. Alex Miller come back from a long stay out. James Clero coming for a lot of criticism last week in the fullback berth. I thought it was very, very good again.
He made a couple of try saving tackles.
It was outstanding, you know. So, you know, fair play to him. And Danny Adu, I think's not got the recognition he deserves. And it was nice to see him get man at match today. But he's been like that for most weeks. People only just see the negative side of what he does. They don't see some of the positive stuff there. And he's been our guard now, our consistent half for most of the year.
And what about some of the tries you scored? A couple of length of the field efforts, some great team play as well. That must please you.
Yeah, something we spoke about. If we can get hold of the ball early and you know, put ourselves in a certain position, that we could hopefully capitalise on something that's, you know, we've seen with Salford. So, and it did. It worked for us a couple of times. So again, I'm just pleased for the boys. They had the energy to do that.
A gamble to play Nielsen today, or?
No, it would have punched me if I wouldn't have played him. So for me, you know, we're straight. he's been keen as mustard. You know, we were 50-50 last week against whether to play him. I thought it was the right decision not to. But if, you know, today he's not played for 6 or 8 months or whatever it is, and I thought he did a decent job. You know, he wasn't outstanding, but some of the stuff he did, so, you know, his organisation and his talking and around the players around him certainly helped massively.
That was noticeable even from the back of the stand. He's organised, pointing players where you're moving players around, and I mean, he's got experience.
Vastly experience, and being at a fantastic club with some fantastic coaches at Melbourne there for 10 years. So we brought him in to do a certain job, and I'm sure he'll do that job for us.
We're for Jake Mullaney, had his injury problems, but two great individual tries today.
Yeah, very good tries. That we're just seeing glimpses of what he can do. Unfortunately, you know, the body lets him down sometimes, and that's something we'll keep looking to address and hopefully change in the future.
A lot of people wrote your chances off for no Lee Gaskell today. He's going to have his job on to get back in, isn't he, after that?
Yeah. Well, just let him keep writing us off. We just got to keep our head down, not get carried away with this. This is what a good performance on our day, but by the time tomorrow comes, this is finished with. And we've got, you know, fortunately, we've got a couple of weeks to get ready for what I think is probably going to be the toughest game. I think Widnes are a very, very good side.
He's put a platform down, though. Your team have set a standard today, haven't they?
Yeah, and we've been trying to do that all year, and we've been trying to maintain them standards all year. It's just putting that together week to week to week, and this competition, you've got to do that.
You've got a fortnight off now. A week off. Like, has that come at a good time? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I think it just gives us a little bit just to regather, and one or two of the knocks we've got, just to get them sorted. Give the lads a bit of a chance to sort of freshen up next week. And although they're going to be worked hard this week, and then give them the weekend off to hopefully enjoy a good game down at Wembley.
How pleasing is it for you personally as coach to watch your team that you've put together play that well?
I've just within a week, you know, I've seen two sides of the coin. And although you know you like to work in adversity, you know, and we're a tough week for us this week, and you know that's probably one of the best parts about coaching is still the tough, you know, the tough games or the tough weeks. But you don't want to do that every week, you know. It's nice to have a nice week, but you know, I'll be on them not to get too carried away. Like I say, it's a game that we have to replicate in a couple of weeks against Widnes, and we have to be, you know, as good if not better.
It's two wins out of three. You're nearly there. Can you think about that?
No. If I were, I would have swear then as well. We're a way off. There's a lot of work to do. Like I said, we've got a couple. Our next three games are immense games out of the Widnes, Hull, Kingston, Robertson, Lee away. So, it's a lot of work involved, but you know, the guys have seen. I hope they take the confidence from this because they've seen what they can do.